Warren Buffett and I were neighbors. He lived in his famously modest home on Farnham. I lived in a $535 a month, one bedroom, in a basement with moldy carpet several blocks down on 49th. This is Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. I'm here to help you cut out the noise to focus. I used to live down the street from the famous mega billionaire Warren Buffett. I never even saw him, but his presence taught me a lot. As you'll see in this episode, I think self-investment is extremely important. I think that's what makes FreshBooks such a great investment. If you're a freelancer or a small business owner, every moment you spend creating invoices, doing bookkeeping, or tracking down clients to pay you, those are moments you could be spending concentrating on your craft. FreshBooks has been rebuilt from the ground up to make getting paid easy. That's probably why FreshBooks users get paid an average of 4 days faster. FreshBooks is offering a 30-day unrestricted free trial to my listeners. To claim it, just go to freshbooks.com/loveyourwork and enter Love Your Work in the How Did You Hear About Us section. This article originally appeared on Medium. You can follow me at cadavy.net/medium. Seven surprising lessons I learned stalking Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett and I were neighbors. He lived in his famously modest house on Farnham. I lived in a $535 a month, one bedroom, in a basement with moldy carpet, several blocks down on 49th. I never met Warren, but I did peek through his hedges. You would have done the same thing. His house was just the right distance from mine to be a good place for a walking break in the middle of a short jog. I don't remember seeing anything interesting through the hedges. Not Warren, not even his gardener. But the presence of that house made me curious. I wanted to learn more about him. The more I learned, the more he inspired me to choose myself. Here's what I learned from Warren Buffett. I'm going to list them first. 1. Live where you can thrive. 2. Find hidden opportunities. 3. Do it yourself. 4. Be obsessive. 5. Follow your principles. 6. Be a creature of habit. 7. Be in it for the long haul. 1. Live where you can thrive. Warren could have chosen to do his business on Wall Street, the center of the financial world. Instead, he stayed where he was comfortable, in his hometown of Omaha, Nebraska. I didn't want to stay in Omaha, but when I left Silicon Valley and eventually left the United States, Warren's example was in the back of my mind. If everyone lives in a certain place, that's a good reason to stay away. Go where you're comfortable. 2. Find hidden opportunities. As James Altucher explained in my podcast, Warren didn't limit himself to companies that were easy to invest in. He put up flyers in a town to find people who would sell stock in one of the local corporations. Then he'd wait in his hotel room for a call. This example has been in the back of my mind as I've pieced together a business online for the past 12 years. There are always new opportunities emerging. They're not where everyone else is looking. 3. Do it yourself. Warren always kept a tiny team. Sure, the companies within Berkshire Hathaway employ over 300,000 people, but the corporation itself, just a handful. Warren personally did the company's taxes himself for the longest time. He may still do them. This has given me the confidence to intentionally not scale my company. It's okay not to hire a bunch of people. It just makes things complicated. 4. Be obsessive. Warren has always been obsessive about money and investing. He bought his first stocks at 11. If you're intensely curious about something, you can work harder at it than anyone. It will lead you places nobody else can go. This gave me the courage to follow all of my disparate interests until they led to my first book. Embrace your obsessions and follow your curiosity. 5. Follow your principles. Warren Buffett is a very principled person. He follows principles in investing, and he follows ethical principles even when everyone around him is cheating. He followed his principles in pledging to give away his money to charity. Figure out what your principles are and follow them, even when it doesn't seem convenient or gainful. 6. Be a creature of habit. Warren Buffett keeps the same patterns. He drinks the same soda, eats at the same restaurants over and over, and plays bridge with the same friends, like Bill Gates. When you keep habits, you have more energy left over for making decisions on what matters. Don't let the paradox of choice drain your mental reserves. 7. Be in it for the long haul. It's tempting to want to get rich quick, then spend the rest of your days on a beach. But if you love to do something, why not make a life out of it? Warren is 86 years old and still working hard. If I live that long, I'll be doing the same. Quit hoping for a payoff. Satisfying work is the payoff. I'll never be a billionaire. I don't want to be one of the richest people in the world, and you probably don't either. That doesn't mean you can't learn from a once-in-a-generation figure like Warren Buffett. You'll find all sorts of lessons if you look closely, but not through his hedges. There's nothing to see there. I hope you learned as much from my former neighbor, Warren Buffett, as I did. James Altucher has studied Warren Buffett even more than I have. He's written books about him. I talk with James about how Warren Buffett chose himself on episode 53 of Love Your Work. Go listen to episode 53 now.
He worked literally out of his living room and would knock on the doors of his neighbors' houses and say, would you give me $10, $20, $50,000 to invest? And he started his first fund with $110,000.
And if you appreciate all the work that goes into making this show, there are a couple of ways you can help support it. One is to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button. Another is to rate the show on iTunes. Just go to kadavy.net/iTunes and click on write a review and click on the star rating. You don't even have to write a review. It just takes a couple of seconds. And do you like books? If you do, I'd love to send you my book recommendations. About 90% of them will be nonfiction on subjects spanning from biographies to neuroscience. Just go to kadavy.net/reading, sign up, and you'll get my first set of recommendations right away. You'll be supporting the show if you buy any of those books through the links in the email. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Kadavy. The theme music for the show is More Streets, performed by Spiderflower. Love Your Work is a production of Kadavy, Inc.